The history of the communist era is filled with tales of martyrs, but few are as well known and distressing as the story of Father Josef Tofar, who died on the 25th of February, 1950, when a miracle was reported at the Catholic priest's village church in eastern Bohemia. The secret police tortured him mercilessly and forced him to take part in a macabre video reenactment. Tom McEngrow has the details.
Josef Tofar was a latecomer to the Catholic Church. However, he had a gift for being gregarious with both the faithful and non-believers among his community, says Miloš Doležal, who recently wrote a book about his life.
He was quite an open person. In many ways, he was ahead of his time as a priest. Already in 1940, he was saying that he does not make a difference between believers and unbelievers, that he does not build walls, but connects people and introduces them to each other.
Tofar had wanted to join the priesthood from an early age, but grew up in a non-Christian family, and so it was only at the age of 26 that he entered the first year of grammar school in order to get the state exam necessary for a theological education. Finally, in 1940, he was ordained as a priest and quickly became popular thanks to his gregarious nature, says Mr. Doležal.
First, he was active in the village of Zahradka near the town of Humpolets. Then, in 1948, the communist apparatus forced him to transfer because he was a very much liked priest with authority. He had to move to what was considered a backwater village called Chihosch. It is here that the miracle took place on December the 11th, 1949.
The miracle of Chihosht, as it became known, was a strange incident that took place during a service Father Tofar held on Advent Sunday. While he was preaching to his flock, suddenly the top of the altar cross behind him moved three times to the left and right and slightly forward. The priest was at first unaware of the incident, but 11 attendees witnessed the event and provided independent testimony, even when interrogated by the communist police. When local party dignitaries began complaining a month later that Chihosch was becoming a place of pilgrimage, the procurators in Prague, who were already preparing a show trial against the church, saw it as an example of the Vatican manipulating the masses through one of its dignitaries. Father Tofar was caught by state security officers posing as journalists in a ruse and quickly driven to Valdice prison. He denied charges that he had falsely staged a miracle, but after 4 weeks of torture and interrogation, the guards got him to sign a prepared confession. However, that was not the end. A propaganda film exposing the church was set to be made and the communists wanted to get Tofar on film, says Doležal.
2 days before his death, he was in a terrible state and dying. They drove him back to the church in Chihosch. They dressed him up and carried him to the pulpit as sort of a puppet in some monstrous theater play. There he was held, possibly within some construction, filmed and directed.
The video, which still survives, shows the priest barely aware of his surroundings, heavily beaten and missing a tooth. He died in hospital 2 days later on February 25th, 1950.
Právě když farář Tofar kázal,
pohnul se křížek na oltáři.
A 13-minute propaganda film was then released to the public about the miracle of Chihosht, featuring Tofar. However, it actually ended up having the opposite effect that the communist authors had hoped for, says Mr. Doležal.
A tehdy museli žáci základních škol, studenti...
School children, students and workers had to go and watch the movie in the cinema and be instructed. But the communists then found out that the film was not working because the viewers would laugh. The movie was simply so over the top in its diction and manipulation that even average people in Czechoslovakia did not get it.
Dumped in a mass grave in Prague's Jablice Cemetery shortly after his death, Father Tofar's remains were finally exhumed and given a dignified burial in 2015. However, most of his murderers escaped justice and remained unrepentant until they died.
Tom McEncrow with that report.